Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry in for Boomer this morning. He'll be back tomorrow for our Football Friday that leads into Championship Weekend in
the NFL.
How
did you do this weekend?
3-1.
You were 3-1?
Yeah. So you guys were 1-3.
I was 2-2.
No, you were 1-3.
How's that?
That's what it said on the
sheet. I had the Chiefs.
You did not have the Chiefs. You had the Colts.
No, I didn't. I did the Colts.
Bobby printed out a sheet that had you guys taking the
Colts.
I think
you heard that wrong.
We went.
I was rooting for the Chiefs all weekend.
Here's the thing. We went. No. You had the Colts. We went against each other in every single game.
Is that true?
The only one.
Why was I rooting for the Chiefs?
The only one that.
My mistake. I apologize.
You bet on the Chiefs, but you picked the.
We did. With the parlay I do with my buddies.
Right, but you
absolutely took the Chiefs.
You picked the Colts on the air. Hmm. Yeah, and the only one we went against each other was the Patriots and Chargers, and that was my one loss and your
one win.
But
that was easy
win.
Money. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you weren't here on Monday when I talked about that.
Got it.
I was 3-1 in the picks, but the one game I decided to bet on was that one. Yeah.
Your mistake. You apologize.
Yeah, over before it started. So CeeLo is here, and he's sick. When that happens, I want no part of an individual. I'm not going to get anywhere near you.
Well, you had your opportunity to tell him to stay home last
night. That's right.
Yeah, but I can't do that. So CeeLo does this thing where I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, where he's like asking our opinion on whether or not he should come in. And like, and on one hand, I respect it because he's like, all right, he cares enough to loop us in on this as opposed to just going through whoever's making the schedule and not telling us. But on the other hand, it's like, I don't want to make a decision for you and your health that stuff.
It wasn't about that. It was about at the time, because you know what happens, we get up in the middle of the night. If for some reason I can't come in, or if I sound awful, worse than I do, you're not getting anybody on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was just letting you guys know what was going on.
Oh, you're committed at that point.
Out of respect to the show, and I wanted your input. So got your input, and here I am.
And you pop some DayQuil, and you're here.
That's
good
right.
job.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's like, let's move right into the sports. I don't want to hear anything about the illnesses or anything like that.
Nobody cares.
Notice
what
I left Eddie off the group text last night. That was
smart.
By design.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I told Allie back there who does our makeup, I said, do not use the same brush on me that you used on CeeLo, and I don't want you coughing in here. I don't want any of that.
You don't want me coughing.
You cannot.
You don't want
cough.
To go to Atlanta with a cold.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've already had two.
I would like you to hug Eddie and blow your breath in his face before you leave, though.
I already was sick.
Continue.
All right, brought to you by the New York Boat Show. Yeah, I did.
So I told you not to cough. You can't.
What do you
cough
want me to do? You know, do you want me to come in and read the sports or not? So I'll try to avoid the coughing. By the way, I've had some like monster vicious sneezes out there this morning too. So just prepare yourself. We are brought to you by the New York Boat Show, January 23rd through the 27th at the Javits Center. Visit newyorkboatshow.com. So the Mets decided they needed a formal press conference for Jed Lowry yesterday. Brody Van Wagenen spoke for about, I don't know, it seemed like six minutes before officially introducing Lowry with some corny jokes.
He gets better with age, like many of the wines that he collects.
Okay, and then he had this low-hanging fruit as well.
Jedi, welcome to the Mets, and may the force be with us all.
Now, is that a fake laugh from Jed there? What do we think?
They know, watching the press conference, they apparently know each other a long time.
Apparently he knows Todd Frazier a long time as well. That came up.
So. Practical jokers together.
Yes. But Brody made sure to tell you, Jed has grown up, Todd has not. So, all in good fun. Formal Q&A lasted a grand total of, I don't know, 5 minutes.
See, that, again, I don't understand
it. Into the scrums.
So, same thing again yesterday. So, Brody did speak, as Chris said, for, I think, 7 minutes before he finally, they mentioned Lowry, but it was all about the progress and what they're doing and how they're changing the team and turning over the roster and blah, 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 blah. And then finally they do the pictures and everything, which takes another minute or two. And then they finally introduced him and they opened it up to questions. And within 4 minutes, it's like, all right, that's it. We're going to break off into groups. Like, why?
Yeah, it's that new guy. We always forget his name.
Where's Jay?
Either Howie or Harold. Or Hank.
Yes.
Or
Harold, you're killing us.
Yeah. He doesn't want any part of these long press conferences. But here's the – all right, so the Cano one I can get because people are going to bring up the steroid stuff. It's a big day for the Mets. It's Brody's
first – it's like three questions.
Right, but I can understand from their perspective why, okay, let's stop this before all the steroid questions come. It's around Christmas. We've got our little gift giveaway. I still don't agree with it, but that one I could see their side maybe. Jed Lowry? I mean, just let it happen. Let it go for 4 hours if it's going to go for four.
Agreed.
First of all, you're having a Jed Lowry press conference, which is unnecessary to begin with. Just have it go all day long. If Ed Coleman and Rich Catino wanted to sit there and answer 55 questions apiece, let them. It doesn't matter. You put it up on Periscope and you're telling us about it, but then when it actually happens, it lasts for 55 seconds.
Yes, but so you say, well, then they stop it. Well, they stop the formal portion.
Right, they continue
people
privately.
People are still asking questions, and a lot of it's on video and on camera, and there's audio of it, so I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
I did enjoy that when they finally introduced Jed. Jed, would you make a little opening statement, and that lasted, I don't know, 30 seconds?
Not long.
Like, okay, happy to be here. What do you got? He did make it clear, though, that this signing was influenced by what the Mets have been up to so far this winter.
A lot of the moves that led up to us, kind of rekindling in the new year helped make this decision easier.
Apparently, Brody had said they had their eye on him from the start of the offseason. Yeah, so they were in touch with each other. And
he's another former client, right?
He had half the league, so.
But
he's a good player, though.
He is a good player.
He's a very good player for them.
I mean, how many guys has he brought in that haven't been his former
clients?
Bringing
in his guys, It's like these NFL coaches, too.
Right, they're familiar with him.
That's right. All these moves have Brody feeling himself as we move towards the 2019 season.
I look forward to showing people that we're a team to be reckoned with, and let's not be shy about wanting to be the best.
And with that in mind,
I fully expect us to be competitive and to be a winning team. And our goal is to win a championship. And it starts with the division. So come get us.
Come get us. Come.
Well, you got to go get it. But yeah.
Come get us.
That's fine.
All right.
I do like. Hey, listen, at least championship is in his vocabulary. It doesn't seem like it's in Christopher Johnson's, right?
Oh, it's not. No. Nor are the playoffs.
Right.
Playoffs is not. You can't say that either.
We just want to have a nice group of fellas go out there and show us and show the Jet Nation what we can do. Like, that's the Christopher Johnson.
Where's Woody?
He's still in London.
London.
England. Yeah.
Did you think he would be this silent, though? I know he turned the team over to his brother.
He's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to talk about the Jets ever?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I think that when you work for the government, you can't have any personal interest like that where you're allowed to be involved.
And who in London wants to hear what he has to say anyway? So
no.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's allowed. It's one of those things where he's now out. He's working for the government. He's not allowed to be in the NFL in any way, shape, or form. And if he comments on it, that's breaking some sort of policy. That's what I think.
Interesting.
Seems stupid.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. If you're thinking maybe the Mets should go all in and sign Bryce Harper, Brody says calm yourself.
I don't know that we will have the resources to go out and sign every free agent that's left on the market, but we'll continue to try to find ways in which we can get ourselves better.
He's a good talker, isn't he? Yes, he is. Very, very...
That's a good answer.
Very buttoned up, and he's got everything ironed out and figured out. Yes, there's no stuttering when he speaks, that's for sure. Sounds like you'll be seeing a lot of Jeff McNeil in the Mets outfield this year. By the way, Wilmer Flores does get a one-year deal from the Diamondbacks. Obviously, he's gone from the Mets. I think there's an option there as well. It's $4.25 million guaranteed, so that tenure with the Mets officially over. In a much quieter fashion, the Yankees had their latest signing, DJ LeMahieu, on conference call yesterday. First words out of his mouth.
I was told to bring a lot of gloves. If that's any indication
of what his role might be on this Yankees team. Initial word was that he would be used all over the place, but keep in mind, he is a second baseman. Since the end of 2013, he's made a grand total four starts at other positions. Some had wondered if he might even play a little first base.
Obviously, you don't see me as a first baseman, but maybe if a couple... if a couple guys are down.
So it'll be interesting to see how he's used because you have Andujar, you have Torres, you got Tulowitzki. Didi will be back at some point.
I forgot about Tulowitzki.
Not really sure where he's going
to
play.
Well, I don't know. To me, this was about was not counting on Tulowitzki as much as they originally said. Because he had that same heel surgery and nobody knows what the hell he's going to be. He might be a total. They might get to spring training and he might be a total disaster.
Right. And obviously, they did not invest basically any money in him at all, whereas they're paying LeMahieu 2 years, $24 million.
And you could see exactly how it would go. You'd put Glaber over at short if Tulowitzki can't go, and you put LeMahieu at second, and you got your baseball team, right? But if Tulowitzki can, then I guess LeMahieu, you're finding ways to get him in the lineup. But I don't think that the Tulowitzki thing, even though they came out and said, this is our starting shortstop, how could you count on that?
Yeah.
Also allows them, if Tulowitzki is any good, it also allows them to move Andujar for what would be probably a pretty good return if indeed they want to do that.
Or you could move if Tulowitzki's, I don't know. So it's a minimum contract. He doesn't have like a no trade clause or anything, does he?
I don't know about that.
If he played really well as Didi's, I know he's, oh, he's a
Didi Gregius.
Play for the Yankees and, you know, oh, I've been boyhood, childhood dream. But if he played really well, and then Didi was coming back, you could even move to Tulowitzki for something at the deadline.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess sort of depending on what their needs were.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you trade any good players away.
Yeah.
You know,
gives
at the trade deadline.
Option. Well, Andujar is a good player. I mean, he's a good player.
Right. At the trade deadline, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You might want to do it now, but at the trade deadline in the midst of the season.
I thought Jerry was saying if Tulowitzki gets off to a good start and he's healthy, then you could move Andujar at some point.
I mean, you got to remember, the Blue Jays cut him.
Yes.
But paid his whole salary. So, whatever.
All I have is Al in my head right now going, boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see you chuckling over there and looking in, and I'm thinking, all right.
We're talking in circles.
Yeah. You guys covered the Manny Machado stuff from yesterday, yes, as well as his agent's statement. Did you get into that at all, Dan Lozano? Yes.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know how to read that. I kind of believed what he was saying. Maybe I'm a fool and a sheep for thinking that. People are saying basically it's just his way of, you know, saying that, you know, there's no market for his player right now, and he's trying to ramp up the pressure on the other teams. But
yeah, I tend to believe the Buster Olney report more than the agent, just personally. But
it's just bizarre that the numbers keep changing seemingly every day. Yesterday was 7-1-75. There was an 8-for-250. Bryce Harper apparently was turned down 10-for-300 for the Nationals. So who the heck knows? All right. So Houston, the Nets won a ridiculous basketball game.
Rockets inbounding 1.6 to Green in the corner for three. No good! And the Nets hang on in overtime.
Chris Carino here on the Fan. They beat the Rockets 145-142 in really unreal fashion. Scored 30 points in the last 5.5 minutes of regulation.
Incredible.
Erased a double-digit deficit the final 2.5 minutes and then wiped out a 7-point hole in overtime. Spencer Dinwiddie, 25 of his 33 in the fourth quarter NOT. He had a trio of threes in the final 30 seconds.
Did you see
of
the game-tying three?
I did not, no.
Did you see the game-tying three?
The Spencer Dinwiddie one? Yes, I did.
I mean, ridiculous. And one thing about this game, too, that you probably won't, or they're going to show it here, awesome. I mean, he's falling towards the basket.
Yeah,
he's got to be 30 feet out, and it goes out. The interesting thing about this, the Rockets were 29 of 34 from the foul line. They missed three of them in the final 30 seconds. 40 seconds, something like that.
I did not see the Harden. I saw this highlight. I did not see the Harden look at the end of regulation. Was that a shot?
He could have made it.
Yeah.
Oh, he just came up short. Absolutely.
Right.
You actually expected him to make it.
Well, of course.
Did not. And even in the overtime, the Rockets take a 5-point lead pretty quickly. And the Nets fight their way back. Pretty, that was a hell of a win last night.
And then they had a look for a go-ahead three, basically, in the final couple of seconds that didn't go as well. Dinwiddie had the go-ahead bucket, final half minute of OT for Kenny Atkinson.
Just fantastic. I mean, he was unbelievable.
And Dinwiddie says they've come a long way so far this season.
We're a resilient group. I know it's one of our principles, one of the thoughts that Kenny, one of the words that Kenny has like for our team and as like a foundation or whatever, and we showed it tonight.
That's courtesy
How about
of,
Jared Allen last night?
Yeah, what do you have? 20-20 game, right?
20 points, 24 rebounds, and 3 block shots.
Yep. First of his career, I believe.
Played
first
him in my little
game.
Daily fantasy.
Did you really?
Lineup last night?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Patting yourself on the back.
Yep. How many points did you get for that?
He had, I think he might have like 60-something, to be honest
with
you.
Did you win?
I did win.
Nice.
Yep, I won.
So James Harden finished with 58. Rockets attempted an NBA record 70 threes. They only made 23 of them. And by the way, Bobby mentioned this to us in the newsroom. Harden,
is it true?
58 and 57 in the last two games, all unassisted.
That is incredible. I don't even know how that's possible.
I know. It's a lot of isolation basketball. That's how it's
sure
possible.
Sure is.
Knicks and Wizards from London later on today. Yet another 3-point record across the country last night. Warriors and Pelicans combined for 43 of them. No surprise. Steph Curry right in the middle of
Curry
it.
Curry off a series of drag screens. Top of the key. Three. Are you kidding me? Anthony Davis right in front of him. But he's Steph Curry. The laws of man don't apply.
I'm a lame ass.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of why I played it. He drained 9 three balls. He finished with 41. Golden State outlasted the Pelicans in Oakland 147.
How old is Tim Roy, would you say?
He's probably in his 50s or 60s.
Because
I don't
know. Sounds like an older man.
Right? Yeah, I would say 40s.
So the people out in San Francisco and in the Bay Area got mad at me when I was doing network shows for making fun of him because he's like John Sterling-esque out there.
Wow, you know? He's been doing it since 1981.
Oh, right. So in his 40s then, okay.
Yeah, so it was amazing. I was like, wow. Because I just thought I was making fun of a cheese ball, and then all of a sudden it was like I was taking down a legend. I had no idea, you know?
I'm sure people in other parts of the country say that about John Sterling, and we would stick up for him here, right?
Absolutely. There that is the perfect example.
How old? You got it?
No, it doesn't have his birthday. I don't understand why not. Mm.
Speaking of broadcasters that have been around a long time, Marty Brenneman will do his final season.
I saw
Reds
that.
This year. Yes. He's been calling it for like 43 seasons, I think, since Cincinnati. Curry, the first player in NBA history to make 8 or more threes in 3 straight games. Jets made it official. Greg Williams hired as defensive coordinator. Also, Brand Boyer retained on special teams. Jets actually had a good year in that department. Looking ahead to Championship Sunday, this Patriots underdog theme has become a thing this week after Tom Brady told the world everyone thinks they suck, can't win games anymore. Yet yesterday with the media, he was much more buttoned up, asked about being an underdog for the first time since November of 2014.
Doesn't change much for us, but it just, you know, shows you kind of what, you know, people would think about, you know, what our chances are. That's about it.
Doesn't
no more added comment to that.
No extra motivation then?
I mean, if you're not motivated this week, you got a major problem.
That's probably why they've reached this point in 8 consecutive years.
You sign up any chance you get to play an AFC Championship game. So I don't care where, when, time, cold, weather, rain, blood, don't matter.
And Bill Belichick pretty much echoed the same sentiment about the weather that's expected in Kansas City and playing on the road. Doesn't care. Says you can schedule and put it anywhere you want. They'll show up. Steelers president Art Rooney II yesterday with members of the Pittsburgh media kind of covering the Antonio Brown situation. They still haven't spoken since the end of the year. He didn't rule out him coming back, but he also said all signs point towards him not returning to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brown, like, I want to say within an hour, had a series of tweets where he was going after Steelers.
What was the situation with Emmanuel Sanders?
Sanders was a guest analyst on NFL Network over the weekend, and he spoke about the Steelers situation. He was critical of Brown, of Ben Roethlisberger, of Mike Tomlin. So Brown's just like keeping track of everyone who says anything about him right now, and he was going after everyone yesterday on Twitter again.
Yeah,
so.
Those two guys, and Emmanuel Sanders responded back
quickly.
I saw that.
To him. So, I mean, just to give you a little taste of this, I guess. Let's see. Well, these guys, you want to go back to a tweet yesterday, and then he's got a million things that he tweeted since the tweet yesterday.
Well, Brown accused Sanders of missing rehab to go do that analyst performance or analyst spot on NFL Network over the weekend.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I think that's why Emmanuel responded.
So his Emmanuel Sanders said, back to Antonio Brown, you know damn well I didn't travel to L.A. to talk about you, fam. You tripping, yo. I went to be an analyst in which you acting foolish was the topic, and I gave my analytical opinion. Get off the gas, yo. You did it to yourself. There you go. Get off the gas, yo.
That's right.
What does that mean, get off the gas? Is that like the gas you get when you go to the dentist?
Slow
you get
down.
All loopy?
Maybe it just means slow yourself down.
Yeah, maybe.
And Brown keeps teasing some interview he's going to do where I guess he's going to, I don't know.
Yeah. Were they going to do it online or something?
I don't know, man.
With James Harrison? Wasn't that the whole deal?
Yes, that was initially, and he keeps saying that the interview is coming, so it might be with James Harrison. Yeah. Who the hell knows?
Right.
All right, thank you.
Bless you.
Yeah, great.
Good job, Chris.
Get the hell out of here, you sick bastard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.